setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solution Studios in Nashville, you've joined a conversation about you, men and women talking about what they were created to do. We're taking a whole different look at work, a view of work that maybe you've not allowed yourself to truly embrace, but the reality is it makes total sense. And that is simply this, that there's more to work than just a paycheck. There's purpose in your work. There is tremendous contribution that you can bring to the world through your work to where you're making the income you want and the impact that you desire to make. There it is. What if you don't work to live, but you live to work, and work becomes a wonderful adventure? My goodness, if you think about the amount of time we spend at work, why wouldn't you give this thought a chance? 90,000 plus hours is what the average American will spend at work in their lifetime. Life too short to just work for a paycheck and making it to the weekend. We're going to take you from paycheck to purpose, the title of the new book, the signature content of The Ken Coleman Show, and here's how we do it. You jump in, you make a phone call. If you need some breakthrough, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Now, for those of you who are listening on Talk Radio, Sirius XM, and the podcast, I want to make an announcement. We have a YouTube show as well, and you can watch via YouTube. And tomorrow, on October the 14th, we have a special episode where social media entrepreneur, superstar, photographer, just all-around force of nature, Jasmine Starr, is joining me on the YouTube show at 12 Eastern Standard Time. Just search The Ken Coleman Show on YouTube, and she's going to be taking your calls along with me. It's going to be awesome. So if you're thinking about a side hustle, you're thinking about, hey, I want to do something with my spouse, how do I turn some talent into a business idea? She's going to join me because she's actually done it, and she's awesome. She's going to encourage you, so check that out. I want to make you aware of that. Okay, so I want to start today's show by diving into, as I have been all week, stage five of the seven stages, which is get promoted. This is where we spend most of our time in the professional journey. If we're on purpose, we're getting promoted. We're going to keep walking up the ladder, if you will, one rung at a time. So we spend a lot of our time here on the path to purpose. So I want to just dive into a thought that you'll never be promoted to the level that you could be without this one thing, and that is self-awareness. You got to know yourself before you can grow yourself. There's the thought. You got to know yourself before you can grow yourself. And if I was going to preach just one principle of growth, it would be self-awareness. I mean, the entire journey. You don't get to a point where you just turn off self-awareness. You do that at your own detriment. Self-awareness needs to be a discipline, a daily activity. And so just going to run through a checklist for you. Super quick, but a practical checklist so that you have the tools that will then become the discipline of self-awareness, of always being in a place where you're aware of who you are so you can go where you want to go. So obviously, the Get Clear Career Assessment that we have at kencoleman.com, where we help you identify talent, what you do best. Identify your passion, work you love to do. Identify your mission, results that you want to create. Then there are wonderful personality assessments that are different than the Get Clear Career Assessment. They're just kind of telling you your default mode. See, a personality profile or a test or an assessment is going to help you see who you are when you're squeezed. See who you are when you're feeling free. You know, it's that if you cut me open, you look at my inner wiring, my default mode, what is my personality? It's wonderful information. It feeds off of your Get Clear Career Assessment, talent, passion, mission. It helps you win more personally. And then I want to talk about character. There are five key areas that if you're developing yourself, after you know yourself, that you will be almost impossible to stop. I write about them in the book. There's two chapters in the book, From Paycheck to Purpose, on the get promoted stage, stage five. Here they are: likable, coachable, reliable, adaptable, honorable. Likable, coachable, reliable, adaptable, honorable. I don't really have to define those things, but I believe, and you could add to that list if you want to, but I'm telling you, I believe those are the five fundamental character qualities that you can go from zero to hero. You can develop yourself. Look, watch this example. You can't see it on radio right now, but I got my hand wide open. All five of these qualities, my fingers are spread. And when we develop ourselves, we become more likable. This is just straight up how we treat people, what people think about us and say about us when we're not around. We are a likable person. People want to be around us. There you go. When we develop the ability to be coachable, we receive instruction and correction well. We get over ourselves long enough to grow ourselves. Reliable. People can count on us. Our yes is our yes. We deliver on what we say we're going to deliver on. Adaptable. We handle change like adults. We do what we need to do. We change where we need to change. And then finally, we're honorable in how we treat people. Integrity. Respect. Doing the right thing. These five fingers, when we grow them, they come together into a fist. And you are a force to be reckoned with. People will see you. They will seek you. They will promote you. They just will. Yeah, young people all the time, it's just the nature of being young. We get all in our head, all these strategies, and how do I get ahead and how do I move up? And there are wonderful amounts of strategies out there. Tons of knowledge and wisdom to answer that question. But I like to simplify things. Because if I can stop worrying about strategies and I can start working on activities that make me better, I'm going for activities. And I can tell you that all of us can be more likable. We can all be more coachable. We can all be more reliable. We can all be more adaptable. We can all be more honorable. It's not a secret. It is a sustainable practice. Anybody has access to become better in these areas. But if you do that and let the chips fall where they may, you're going to end up ahead. Because I got to tell you something, folks, and I'm not going to make a political statement. I'm not going to go on a rant. In 2021, on the verge of 2022, those five qualities, likable, coachable, reliable, adaptable, honorable, are fleeting. Any one of those you get great in, it's going to be good. But all five of those, if you assess yourself and get great in them, you are so far above most people, you're going to be a superstar. This is who you need to be becoming in order to do what you were created to do. This is The Ken Coleman Show. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Nashville Ramsey Solutions studios. So thrilled that you've joined us, bringing purpose to talk radio, offering coaching, counseling, and cheerleading all in one call, helping you truly make progress on the path to living and working on purpose. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Holly, who joins us in Orlando, Florida. Holly, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
All right. So I have a loaded question.
Oh, I like those.
So my question is, I am, well, kind of a statement. I am miserable at the job I currently work at. I work from home and it's miserable. Yeah. I went to school, got my degrees like everybody said. My degree was in pre-med. I was supposed to be a medical doctor, but then the pandemic happened. And so my plans got derailed. And then I had a second child. So it got derailed even more and then got engaged. And so now I'm working this in this job with 2 degrees, 2 kids, and a fiance, and I'm just like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm miserable. This is not what I wanted to do with my life. And my passion was to really just, I wanted to open up my own wellness center, be like Depa Chopra, and really help people optimize their overall health.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Oz, like that was my vision. And now.
What changed it?
At 30, I don't know.
Nothing. The answer is nothing changed it. That vision is still as alive as it ever was, I'm guessing. In fact, I wonder if it's not more intense now, given the fact of how miserable you are in this day job.
It is so like...
Okay, great. So now listen. So that's the good news. So guess what? We have to start by forgiving ourselves. I want you to say this. No matter how weird this feels, I want you to repeat after me. Okay?
Okay.
Holly, you still matter. Your vision matters, and you haven't wasted your life.
I still matter. My vision still matter, and I haven't wasted my life.
Yeah.
That felt good.
Yeah, it did. Felt great. Because that's where we start today. You've got to be okay going, I chased something. I got distracted. This happened, this happened, this happened, and I'm here. Not where I want to be, but it's okay. Because there's going to be something from this journey to this point that I'm going to be able to take. Something that has prepared me for this journey that I know I need to be on, and I'm going to do it. And so you got to forgive yourself because you really have done nothing wrong and you've not wasted any time. It just is what it is. So now we go, okay, the mountaintop for you, Holly, is to own your own wellness business. Let's just call it that, okay? And we're not going to get hung up on all of the details right now because, quite frankly, that's not the most important thing we need to be focused on. What we need to be focused on is moving from this day job that is miserable and let's go get you another day job in the field you want to be in. So that's the first thing. We change our location and that's going to get us the mojo. And so we're doing 2 things by doing that. The mojo comes from A, we're getting relief from the misery, and B, now we're at least in the environment, in the arena, if you will, where we want to be, and we're tasting that again, and now your heart's going to reengage. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So that's our first goal. So let's just be really practical. How much do you make right now?
I make only like $40,000 a year.
Yeah, So you making $40,000 a year in wellness, nutrition, exercise, a gym. I mean, I don't even care at this point. It's like, A, we got to get you out of the house.
And
yes. B, right? And B, we got to get you in the game, right?
Yes.
Helping
and
people.
I love the gym.
Yeah, I know you do. We got to get you in the gym. You're a gym rat, and that's a compliment. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's the deal. Don't overthink that. You don't need to overthink that. You've got 2 degrees for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Get and after it. Just, let's go.
I know. Sometimes I beat my head like, why am I still stuck? And it's just like, oh, it's okay money and it's comfortable and I get to work from home. But I was like, I wish I was working back at the gym than doing this.
Right. So how do we change that? So how do we change all this?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's not true. You've been paying attention to me. I know you have. Go get a job in a gym. Now, I'm making that super simple, but let's go make $40,000 or more in the health, wellness, exercise, fitness space. Go do that. Now, once you're in that, you got your mojo again. You agreed with me a minute ago, right? So now we don't have an interruption in income. We've replaced the income. We're good to go. Okay. I know you're going to have to do daycare, but guess what? That's part of the deal. Get over it. Whatever you and your fiance have got to do, we're going to double down and get after this. And so then you start moving up in that field. And then eventually you look to start your thing on the side, and it's extra money, labor of love. You start your training business, whatever, and you build, you bust your tail, you show those babies what mama's about, and you're going to eventually save up the money to lease a studio or something like that, and you'll get this thing going, and eventually you will replace your day job income with your side hustle income, and then that's the dream. Don't overcomplicate this. Now, is it going to be hard work? Yes. Are you going to have to sacrifice some time with the babies every once in a while, maybe for a season? Yes. Are you going to work so hard you fall into the bed at night? Yes. But is it worth it? You have to answer that. Good lady. Now, I'm just going to tell you, you're miserable. Those are your words, not mine.
Yeah.
But right now, can I just tell you what I hear? And you tell me how this feels. Holly would rather be miserable than uncomfortable.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. That's the perfect way to put it. I never want to go back to being broke or not having money or worrying about paying the bills. Like, I just refuse to not be well off and in a comfortable position.
Well, right now you're miserable and you're choosing miserable over being uncomfortable. That's why you reacted that way. That's not Yeah, I know. It's heavy, isn't it? You're like, holy cow, I'm choosing misery. I am miserable, but I'm more comfortable being miserable than I am dealing with, I got to get out and I got to strike the path that I know I'm supposed to be on. And can I just coach you up a little bit further? You okay if I make you a little bit more uncomfortable than I already have?
Sure.
You're a trainer, a fitness instructor by nature. If I hired you to train me today, Holly, and I get in the gym and I start lifting weights or I'm on the treadmill and you've got a certain period of time that you know I need to do at a certain pace, and about halfway through I go, Holly, I can't do it. And you go, why? And I say, because it's just, I'm so uncomfortable. It's hurting me. It's hard to breathe. Ah. And you know, it's just the natural course of exercise. What are you going to say to me?
Keep going.
Why? I go, why, Holly? What are you going to say to me?
Keep going.
Why?
It's mine. It's mine over matter.
Yeah, but Holly, I don't understand. Why would I keep coming in here 5 days a week for you to train me, and my amino acids burn so bad, I can't feel my legs, and it hurts, and it burns, and I'm sore. Why would I keep doing it, Holly?
Because if you want the results, you have to work hard to get it. And unfortunately, this is what it takes to be overall healthy, mentally, physically, emotionally. You have to push yourself.
That's pretty good. That's going to take us a commercial break. Because Holly, you just coached yourself. Everything you said to me, you need to say to yourself. How bad do you want it, Holly? How bad do you want it? Ken Coleman Show is coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, and we are helping you move forward, making progress on doing what you love. There are so many people that are making pivots and switches. Hey, Ken, I want to make more money, and I want to enjoy it. Well, we can help you. 844-747-2577. A couple things I want to make you aware of that we are bringing to you. First is a free giveaway. This is called the Job Search Giveaway, and we're giving away our resume templates from KenColeman.com. These are amazing templates. I've been very, very successful in helping so many people get the gig they want. And we're giving away the resume templates for free to 400 lucky people. You can enter once a day, and then one of the 400 winners of the templates also get the old signed copy of the new book in advance. It's an advanced reader's copy. And I'll sign that, and we'll send that to you as well. So here's the deal. You can enter once a day for a chance to win. KenColeman.com/giveaway. KenColeman.com/giveaway. That's where you go to get entered to win. And again, enter once a day. KenColeman.com/giveaway. Also, with the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, coming out on November 9th, 2 days after that, on Thursday, November 11th at 6:45 p.m. Central, From Paycheck to Purpose Live is a live stream event. Event passes start at $10. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789 to get your ticket. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789. That's PURPOSE. Text that to 33789. Going to be a fun event coming to you live from Paycheck to Purpose, Thursday, November 11th, 6:45 p.m. Central. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789. Okay, let's go to... Alan, who is joining us literally across the globe in Nairobi, Kenya. Wow. Alan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Alan, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm watching you over YouTube. I'm just glad to be able to connect with you in the picture brain on a few things.
That is so great, man. I'm so glad you called. What's going on?
So I'm currently in a sort of going through a promotion at work, where I'm kind of getting like a new job description with new responsibilities and stuff like that. And along with it, I've negotiated a new sort of salary with my manager. So the problem is she's getting a lot of pushback from our HR, basically saying, whatever figure he's arrived at with me is too high for the position.
Mm-hmm.
He's advocating as much as you can for us to get to that figure, which, I've agreed with him. So the question is there anything I can do from my end, to help the situation, or should I just leave it to him and, to fight this battle on my behalf?
Well, there's not much you can do if the pushback is what you're requesting for a salary for this position is too high. That's the position they've taken. So there's not a whole lot you can do, if I understood you correctly. But what I would do, if you haven't already, is I would do some research and I would see if you could find a range of salary based on the position that you're in, the experience you have, the amount of years you've been doing it for this company, and just get a snapshot. Because if you can show them some true data, okay, and so I know in the States you can pull this information fairly easily. And you could say, hey, I'm asking for this bump, and as I've done the research, it says that this is in the middle range. And so you can show them that at least there is a market indicator. Absent of that, there's not much you can do because they've kind of said, this is what we're going to pay for this position, and we're not going to do it. And so, my advice is if you want to increase your pay and they've put a lid on you, there's two ways you can go. One, you say to them, okay, I get it. I want to keep moving up. I want to keep growing, and I'd like to create a growth plan.
Yeah.
And you've heard me talk about that on the program before. What can I improve on, and then what can I add to my tool belt? Okay, so improvement is I can get better in these areas. This is your leader telling you this. Add to my tool belt, I can go get some additional training, certifications, what have you, that make you more qualified to step up the ladder within the organization. If they don't give you that, that's your last sign to say it's time to move on.
Okay.
Or you just say, no, I don't want to move on. I don't want to deal with that. And I'm going to stay here at the salary, but I'm capped. But it's all about you and your choices and what you want to do.
Okay.
Got it?
Cool.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, because here's the deal. And again, for everybody else, and thank you so much for the call. It's a great reminder. You can call from anywhere around the globe. You got us from 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time, 844-747-2577. He's from our YouTube channel. But going in and asking for a raise is not the right strategy. It puts your leader in a defensive posture just by the nature of it. Doesn't matter how nice you say it. But you've got to go in and say, hey, I want to talk about growing. I want to talk about growing as an individual. I want to then grow my responsibility and thus my influence. And of course, with measured growth, I'd like to grow my compensation. That's a whole different ballgame. Allows the leader to speak into the growth plan, allows them to hear from you a posture of, I want to do my part, I want to expand my influence, I want to expand my responsibilities. That's a completely different conversation. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Kara joins us there. Kara, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Kara. What are you doing?
Hey, I've got a question for you. So let me give you a little background. So I got into TV journalism. I'm a reporter right now. I got in this job thinking I would love it. I loved the internship, the intern all throughout college, loved everything. I studied it, and then I moved. I got my first job out of college. I moved about 21 hours away from home and also gotten married. So we're here doing this thing, and then some of the negative parts, they started coming out. So once I got to the job, the leadership, it was poor. I was, told, from the beginning on that it was tough from there. Sometimes the high stress environment, it can get to me. Sometimes the stories, depending on what they are, a lot of times I can't separate between what happens, what I see in news, the first bad news stream, taking it home with me kind of thing, and then just being part of that negative news culture by association. A lot of times I feel that way. So my question for you is, should I stay in the business with a chance of it becoming the dream job and sacrificing day to day? I'm on a morning shift right now, so I'm not feeling well all the time, just not really feeling like I'm making a positive impact, and wait for it to get better. Or do I shift into another position or job where I can be fully present, awake, and still doing something I'm good at that's making a difference?
I think you shift, because here's what I heard. You loved the internship. You loved the education piece of learning about broadcasting. There are multiple elements, tasks, or roles that you fill in this job that you love. And then you shifted to the negatives. And I wrote down, I was paying attention. You said leadership, the stress, and then the negativity. The negativity being the stories, and some of that stuff really impacts you. So what I think I'm hearing is you have to separate the specifics of this job that are really negative. You've got to separate that from the actual stuff that you love. And then you go, oh, where can I do more of the stuff I love and not experience all the negativity? So does that make sense before I go any further?
It does. And I can tell you the good parts of the job. I love to write. I love human driven stories. And whenever I get to do those, that's what fires me up.
All right. So there's the answer. Where do we do that? So I'm a broadcaster. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But I don't do hard news. I don't do hard news. I can't stand that stuff. Yeah, on the E block today, a guy was shot in the ear. If I talked about that stuff all day long, I'd be miserable too. It's awful. If it bleeds, it leads is not my jam. It's not yours either. So where can you broadcast? Where can you communicate? Where can you write? Where can you tell stories? So I think this is a shift. It's not a massive change. What are the parts you love? You just told us. Where can you do that? Yes, Kara. It's time to start looking. Don't you question what you love. You're just doing it in the wrong place. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose. Helping you make money and experience meaning in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577. Listen, some of you right now are in the search and it's stressful and it's sucking. I get it. You're overwhelmed by the process. You're not sure if a real person's even looking at your application. Feel like you're wasting time. That's why you need to be working with my friends at ZipRecruiter, the number one job site in the U.S. They are your personal recruiter. They connect you with jobs and companies that are a good fit for you. And it's easy, simple, just a couple of minutes at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. And they begin to pitch you, promote you. They connect you and they inform you. You get updates when somebody looks at your profile, likes the profile, and asks for your contact information. And the best part is it's 100% free to you. It's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's go to Amy now in Tampa, Florida. Amy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Amy, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
So I currently work as an office manager for a huge corporation of a funeral service business. And I make about, with a new raise, make about $20 an hour.
Okay.
And I am looking to possibly leave. And I've always been very passionate about getting into the hospitality industry, mm-hmm. and either working at a major hotel or a spa in that hotel. And with that said, I know that working in a hospitality industry or getting into a hotel, they definitely want hotel experience. I'm just a little concerned if I should, and the pay actually is a lot less than what I make, if I should take a leap and just start an entry-level position instead of like a management position and work my way up with such a decrease in pay if I do that.
How big of a decrease are we talking about?
About between $4 to $5 an hour.
Yeah. And how old are you?
I'm 30.
You married? Single?
I'm single.
Have you run the numbers on what that's going to look like in your budget and how that's going to affect your life if you have made?
Yes.
How much difference?
Exactly.
What is it?
I won't be able to save much at all. I have paid off all my credit card debts. I still have my car loan, but Amy, I won't have much fun money. I can tell you that. Travel money.
Okay.
It's going to be a tight budget.
All right.
Until I make my way up the ladder.
Okay, so two questions. How are you thinking this is a 40-hour a week gig that's getting into the hotel industry, 40 hours a week?
Correct.
You're single. Yes, hold on. I'm about ready to make you uncomfortable. You're single. And so, yes, we may take a pay cut, a temporary pay cut. We'll get to that in a second. But could you work an additional 15 to 20 hours for a season in a second job? Maybe even a second job at that hotel just to pick up some more money. Oh, well then, wait a second. So you're telling me you're not going to live under a bridge and starve if you do this? Okay then. Now,
no, I will not.
I know that. I'm being silly to prove my point. Next question. How long do you anticipate before you begin to move up in the hotel industry after you step into the entry-level job? Modest projection.
I would hope between 6 to 12 months, honestly. I think that I have a strong history of leadership and customer service skills, and I just think I just need to kind of get my foot in there.
Of course, that's the truth. So you called me to ask me if I think you should leave your current career to pursue what you know you love to do, but it requires you to do an entry level and make some sacrifices and work maybe a little harder just to get on the ladder and knowing you're going to climb the ladder, especially now with how the hotel industry is getting hammered with people leaving them. What do you think my answer is going to be, Amy?
Do it.
Good answer. We just walked through it. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're not doing something stupid. You've been smart financially. I would definitely work the second job. Ideally, if we could get a second part-time job with the same hotel, they're going, man, this gal's hungry. And they go, why do you want to do this? You go, two reasons. Number one, I'm trying to pay off my car. I want to be debt-free. And number two, I need more money to do that right now, and I'm willing to pay my dues because I love the idea of being a hotel executive. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Amy.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm really proud of you. Thank you for calling. The bottom line is
Thank you so
yes, much. Yes, you should do this, and you need to do it, so go do it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Iowa City, Iowa. Isaac is there. Isaac, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. I've gotten clear about what I want to do and gotten in proximity, but I've had virtually no success over the last year when I got in proximity. Mm. I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to just speed up my progress other than sticking with it, because right now it feels like I'm just running my head into a wall over and over.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Well, where are you in proximity? Who are you in proximity to? What are we doing?
So I really want to be a financial coach, basically doing term life insurance and retirement savings.
Okay.
So I've gotten affiliated with a company that lets me do that, and I've also completed all the licensing required, because that's quite a bit too.
Sure. So what do you mean by you've gotten in proximity but nothing's happening? I still don't understand.
I can meet with customers, but they just seem to not ever want to go anywhere with it.
Okay, so you're setting up meetings with prospective clients, because this is your own business. This is an entrepreneurial thing, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, it's your own deal. So you're telling me you're meeting with people, kind of an introductory consultant type situation, and they're deciding not to pay you to be their coach?
Yeah, and they don't really pay me. The company that I send them to for the business ends up paying me, but basically they're not doing anything with it.
Okay, but that's not a proximity principle issue. It's something's going on in your sales process, in your pitch.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So the proximity principle is, in order to do what I want to do, opening up opportunities, connections that turn into opportunities, I got to be around people that are doing it in places where it's happening. I think you need to use the proximity principle. And what I mean by that is you need to get around some successful financial coaches and figure out what's going wrong with your process and you're sitting with people, and it sounds like you're in a sales role and you're trying to sell them on how they need a coach, and then you send them to the company. That's what it sounds like. Did I miss something?
No, that's correct.
Well, that's not coaching. That's sales. So that's what I don't understand. You want to be a financial coach where you're sitting knee to knee with people and coaching them. But when you said, I want to, you know, life insurance, term life, and in retirement, that sounds like more of a actual financial advisor, not a financial coach. So I feel like there's a couple things missing here. But the role that you're in right now, is this like a side hustle where it's like a straight commission for this company and you're holding down a day job?
It's straight commission. I've got a day job also.
Yeah, so you're in a sales role, not a coaching role.
Okay, that does sound more appropriate than the way I explained it.
Well, and so, but I'm also wondering if this is not the clue as to what's going wrong. Do you want to be in sales or do you want to coach people?
I think there's some of each, isn't there, in what I do?
Well, you got me on a technicality, but I think you're getting way too deep in what I'm asking. You're selling people on you, or are you selling people on the company you're representing?
The company.
Yeah, but my point is that's a sales job. Yes, I know as a coach you're going to have to convince people, but you've got to develop a legitimate coaching business. And so to me, you're in this like straight commission and you're trying to sell people on go to the company. And I don't think people want to buy a company. I think people want to trust a coach. I think your approach is misguided. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
So I got to like change my
Are you able to sell somebody on them taking your coaching, or are you only allowed to sell this company and their coaches? Yes or no?
I'm allowed to sell me, not just the company's coaches.
So here's what I want you to do. You need to get with some other financial coaches that are winning in this company and tell them what's been going on in the last 12 months and figure out what you're doing wrong. This is just a function of tightening it up. Hey, you matter, and you have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.